Good afternoon. As you heard from DMS and my fellow co-chairs, it is quite clear that the Omicron wave in Singapore has started. If you were to add the figures that we have been reporting up to now, the PCR positive cases, as well as the cases that test positive on the ART or the GP protocol too, then we have around 3,000 cases now, and we expect to see cases rising even more sharply in the coming days. It is very likely that the peak of the Omicron wave will exceed previous peaks seen in the Delta wave. Minister Gan just now said it could be as high as 10,000 to 15,000 cases a day. That's very possible. In fact, it may well be higher than that. If you look at the experience in other countries with the Omicron wave, they have an infection rate of about 400 infected persons per 100,000 persons. Now, if you translate that to Singapore's population, we are talking easily 20,000 to 25,000 infected cases a day. But as Minister Ong also reminded us just now, our focus shouldn't be the headline infection numbers. Our focus is really on the number of people who are severely ill and who need hospital or ICU care. And in that regard, we are hopeful that we can ride through this Omicron wave without having to tighten our measures. Because the experience so far is quite clear. People who are fully vaccinated, and if they were to get infected, the cases tend to be milder than Delta, and most vast majority of them can follow protocol too and recover from home, at home, without needing hospital care. So if this remains the case over the next few days and weeks, then this Omicron wave will not overly burden our healthcare system, and we can get through it based on our current safe management measures, and our current posture. The risk is that we have to be prepared that many people will catch the virus, it will be quite widespread, and they will not be able to work for a few days. The cases will be mild, but there will be a high rate of absenteeism in the workforce. So this is quite unlike the Delta experience, where we had a very sharp impact, people needing hospital care, severely ill, and then it overloaded the hospitals and the ICUs. It may well be that Omicron is different. We will not have that kind of a sharp impact on the ICU system, but many more people get infected mild, but then there will be a high rate of absenteeism in the workforce, and potentially there will be an impact on business operations and essential services. And we have seen this happen in many other countries experiencing the Omicron waves. This is why personal responsibility is so important. We need everyone to do your part, uphold safe management measures wherever you go, and test yourself regularly. If you feel unwell, and even if it's just mild flu-like symptoms, please do not take any chances. Better to take precautions and work from home. If you can't work from home and if you have to go to the office and you say, "I'm feeling quite all right, it's just a mild symptoms," then it's best to take an ART test to make sure you are not infectious before you go to the office. And in that way, even if one person were to catch the virus, it will not spread to others in the organization and result in a massive disruption in the entire organization. The same applies for our own personal and social interactions, especially with the upcoming Chinese New Year festivities. If you are feeling under the weather, please stay at home and rest rather than go out and do New Year visitations. If you are planning to visit family members when seniors are present, you may want to take an ART test in advance to ensure that you are free from infection and you do not transmit the virus when you go out visiting. So if we all continue to exercise personal and social responsibility and we continue to do our part, we will be able to ride through this Omicron wave safely. And then we can look forward to our next bound of measures toward our continued journey of becoming a COVID-resilient nation. Thank you.